This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. California's three-year drought has raised concerns over how we'll get the water we need in the future. Cities around the Bay have instituted regulations and fines to cut down on use, but conservation is just one approach to securing supply. Recycling is another. Bay Area homes, businesses, and factories send about 550 million gallons of wastewater to treatment plants every day. That's enough water to fill 750 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Just 6% of this gets reused for agricultural, industrial, and other undrinkable purposes. The rest gets discharged back into the bay. But what if we could reuse all of that water, even for drinking? Right now, a new water purification plant in Alviso, part of San Jose, is producing water that experts say is drinkable. But are residents ready to swallow it? KALW's Audrey Dilling went to find out.
I'm on a tour of the new Silicon Valley Advanced Water Purification Center. I'm surrounded by shiny tanks, chugging pumps, blue, yellow, and green pipelines, and noise. Machines are roaring all around me.
Please follow me.
My guide is plant operator Christopher Felice. To be heard over all the machines, he has to use a mic. He starts at the beginning.
If you look in that direction over there, those pumps are what bring water into the plant.
The water comes from a nearby waste treatment facility. That means it's already been purified a little bit. But it's about to embark on a journey the likes of which no water molecule in the Bay Area has ever seen. At least not since this plant opened earlier this summer. It starts with a first level of filtration.
These are just a strainer basket. It's just to catch the big stuff. Birds. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that comes in from the other side, so.
What's the coolest thing you found in there?
Someone in my tour group, by the way, I'm not alone here, just asked Felice what's the coolest thing he's found in the water intake filters.
I try not to open those ever.
All right.
I try to stay as far away from that stuff as possible.
So after this bird level of filtration, the water moves on to much finer levels, passing through pores 300 times thinner than a strand of your hair. Next, it's on to a process called reverse osmosis. This removes unwanted stuff at the molecular level. It's also where the tour gets kind of confusing.
These are actual membranes. This is a cutaway of a membrane. So you kind of have to visualize what I'm saying. Okay? Basically what it has is a bunch of leaflets. They're all attached to the center pole in the center, okay?
Wait, what?
So does anybody have any questions other than that? I mean, it's pretty, surprisingly, it's very simple. All you're doing is creating enough pressure to push salty water through a very expensive piece of paper. and once you push it through that piece of paper, it comes out clean on one side and dirty on the other.
Even if my understanding is murky, according to Felice, the water...
It's really clean. I kind of dare a conventional water treatment plant to ever get that low.
Low in things like salts and viruses. The last step, ultraviolet light filtration, breaks down those salts even more and takes care of the viruses.
You do not actually kill the virus, but you kill its ability to reproduce. They don't live long at all.
After all this purification, this water sounds like it should be clean enough to drink.
Once it's treated with the UV, I mean, it's safe to drink. I'm not going to do it for you. It is.
Wait a minute. The guy who actually understands the science doesn't want to drink the water? This merits follow-up.
You didn't want to drink the water back in there. Why not?
It's still not regulated by the health department. It hasn't been cleared to drink, and I personally... I haven't gotten mentally over it yet.
What do you mean?
I mean, mentally, it's coming from, you know, that toilet to tap.
The toilet to tap stigma is a big obstacle. Right now, there's only one city in America where people drink recycled water directly from a plant like this. Wichita Falls, Texas.
We did have those in the public that said that they weren't going to drink the drinking water once we started reusing it. But they weren't going to stop us from doing it.
Daniel Nix from the Wichita Falls Department of Public Utilities says now some people like the recycled water better.
And that was primarily due to the lowering of the salt concentration. The drought that we've been going through has concentrated those salts in our lake water. And so it's been steadily going up over 3 or so years.
As you probably know, we've got our own 3-year drought here in California. But we can't copy Wichita Falls because drinking recycled water is illegal here. State regulators say our laws haven't caught up to the technology yet, but they're working on it. For now, the South Bay's treated water gets reused in places like this. The Splash Park in downtown San Jose's Plaza de Cesar Chavez. Kids in bathing suits are running through mini geysers shooting up from the concrete. Chris Westfall is here with his family.
They're just playing around in the water, enjoying the water. You know, it's really hot today.
Westfall's happy to let his kids play in this water, and he's open to drinking it, too.
Yeah, I'd definitely try it. I'd give it a shot. Yeah, I'm sure.
How come?
It just sounds like a good idea. I mean, we're obviously in a drought, and I think anything that helps us to reuse water and be more smarter about what we do with our water is a good thing. So it definitely sounds like an interesting idea.
A little more than half the people I talk to feel the same way. But some, like Yen Tochimoto, aren't so sure.
If the water doesn't come from a natural source, then, or if it's been used for something else, it doesn't give you that impression of being clean.
Frankly, on the plant tour, there are points where I don't get the impression that used water could ever be clean again. Like when we come to the deep concrete pit full of all the stuff that gets rejected from the plant. I peek over the edge with fellow visitor Brayton McKnight.
It doesn't look good. It's brown, foamy, not something you'd want to drink.
Frothy.
For sure. Frothy.
Frothy.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, that top layer is froth.
And yet, McKnight says now that he's seen the process, he'd drink the water from this plant.
Definitely. I didn't know a whole lot before, so I probably wouldn't have known what to say.
Officials with the city of San Jose know what they'd say. The mayor and the Department of the Environment want to incorporate the water from this plant into the drinking system as soon as possible. But until state policy changes, this water will be piped back into the bay or get sold for reuse in fountains and irrigation systems around the South Bay. In San Jose, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.